You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. Good interview there with Mitchell Schwartz. We've had a nice day in studio. Ray Farmer, Mitchell Schwartz with more insights than I thought. That ended up being pretty good, so it was good to hear. If you have a serious work-related injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Before we dip into the mailbag as we wrap things up here, we're going to go to Jason in Ashland, Kentucky. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm curious,
as you're watching this team practice, are you seeing any signs that this is a team that's going to be able to improve upon the time of possession stat this year over last year? I hear a lot of people talk about, well, this is going to have to be a team that's going to put up some sneaky points to be able to contend. But if I'm using last year as a baseline, I can go back and say, well, there's three drives that if you take out three drives all of last season, this is a 10-6 football team. If you take out the last drive of the Baltimore game at home, they win that game. You take out the last drive of the Colts game, they win that game. And if you take out the last drive of the opener Pittsburgh game, you can make the argument that they would have the momentum going into overtime and potentially come away with a win there as well. So I'm just kind of curious, is this a team that can potentially sneak up on people if they could just get closer to even in time of possession or perhaps even flip it?
I think, first of all, they're going to be much better in time of possession because the fact they couldn't get off the field and stop the run was a huge issue last year, and I think they are built to stop the run, and that was the primary focus of everything that they're doing. So from that standpoint, I think they're going to be significantly better in terms of that. And if you're getting off the field and you're on offense more often, it flips it. So I do think they are going to be a much more competent time of possession team this
year.
I
do too, and I think that message is reverberating through the locker room and through the position coaches' time with the players. It might not necessarily be something that you or I can actually see on the practice field, but we know it's ingrained with the type of football that they want to play.
Absolutely. All right, before we wrap it up, it is Mailbag Wednesday, so we're going to bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale, to get into the Browns mailbag. We asked you to tweet us using the hashtag SCBD, and you did it.
All right, good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
From Jim West on Twitter. Now, guys, when a team signs a player, is a certain amount of money automatically guaranteed if he doesn't make the 53-man roster?
When they sign guarantees.
Yeah, when they sign and there's a specified portion of it guaranteed, that is essentially guaranteed. And then in some cases, even if he doesn't make that's when you see guys making money after they've left the team. But in most cases, in Seattle, is a very unique situation with paying those 10 guys. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a lot of guys making minimum contracts. So, for example, the new guys that we signed as backup running backs, if they happen to persevere and make this team, their guarantee is going to be their salary in its entirety if they are on the week one roster.
Yep.
They in most cases did not get any type of bonus, any type of guarantee to sign with the Cleveland Browns. The opportunity was really what they were after. But week one, if they were here, they secure the entirety of their 1 year deal or contract for this season.
Right. And you get paid when you play. All right. What else you got, Dino?
Question about a rookie from Chip at Chip Casper. Guys, how is Malcolm Johnson doing opening holes, and how well is he kind of moving around the offense as he kind of learns his way around that H-back position?
Malcolm Johnson is not a true fullback in regards to when I call it a hole opener. What he's going to be, he's going to be a body-on-a-body kind of guy, and he's going to be more of a leverage point, which is how he's going to be used in this offense. So when he moves around or shifts in motions in the backfield, it's going to be for a reason, and they're going to give him an advantage, in like a far look, which means he's close to the, close to the tight end, or in that wing look. It's more for them to gain that edge and gain leverage is what Malcolm Johnson is going to get really good at. He's been great in some of his, his route running, a lot like Marcel Reese or Charles Clay as a part of this. But his footwork and his how great of an athlete he is the asset that he will bring to this offense, not him being a thumper.
Not a thumper, but he's going to be a valuable guy in the passing game. He's going to be a mismatch guy like a Marcel Reese was in Oakland. All right, if you missed it, we've got a lot of good stuff on today's show that you can get on the Browns app or, of course, ClevelandBrowns.com after the fact. You can hear Ray Farmer sat in with us for about 20 minutes here today. Mitchell Schwartz was in studio. We also had the press conference from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, as well as we gave our big takeaways from camp today. Really good day for Johnny Manziel, arguably his best since joining the Browns. That was exciting, and the defense will keep the camo jerseys, winning 5-4 in the goal line drill. But again, a tight battle came down the last play, and the defense made it, getting the win 5-4. All right, stay tuned for the Golden Boys. We'll be back tomorrow here, day 7 of training camp from Berea. We got all the latest and greatest for you when we return at 1 p.m. tomorrow. For our producer, Dave DiNatale, and of course, the great Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
All right, stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Go Browns.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.